Hey, son. I'm home. There's someone here that I'd like you to meet. Close. She's not my new boyfriend, though. My girlfriend and I have gone on a few dates over the past month, and I thought now was a good time to introduce her to you. Come on. Don't be shy. He's a wonderful young man.
Hi. I know this is all really sudden, but,
Yes. I know she's a little young, but she's very mature and... Honey, what's wrong?
Is that your son?
Yeah, that's my boy. I know it must be a little awkward, but I told you he was your age. You said it wouldn't bother you earlier.
I know, I wasn't prepared to see him.
Him? You've met him before?
Met him doesn't begin to explain it.
Is this true, son? I see. So you two met in high school. Well, I didn't expect this either, but I'm sure we can work through it.
Should you tell her or should I?
What's that, dear?
We used to date in high school.
Oh my god. All right, we need to all take a seat and talk this out. I'll get everyone a drink. Do you want coffee, tea, lemonade?
Tea, please.
And you, son? I see. One water coming up. I can see that you're both very flustered. How about I start icebreaker?
That sounds like our best option.
Son, we've been dating for almost a month now. This is the longest I've been with someone in, 2 years. I know this is very difficult for you, but I really like her. I don't know if I'll get the chance to meet someone like her again.
Oh, that's so kind of you. Really, though, I really like you, too.
I figured, since it's been so frustrating, I'd cut my usual boundaries. And that's why we have the age gap. I figured if I didn't open up my options, I could be single for a long time. I'm not getting any younger, after all.
Oh, please. You look incredibly young. The waiter the other day asked if we were sisters.
He was just being polite.
It's true, though. He didn't even react when we said we were dating.
Again, he just didn't want to be rude.
Honey, you really need to learn how to take a compliment.
I'll try. Now let's not stray too off topic.
Right. Please continue.
Like I said, we get along great. We were... actually thinking about moving her in. She needed a place to stay while going to college, and...
I'm sorry about all of this. I knew she had a son, and I just really didn't think that it'd be you.
Oh, I have to say, I'm awfully curious. What was your relationship back in high school?
He needed a date to prom, and he was... awfully attracted to me, and he asked me out. But you never met me back then, because I,
Go on.
I dumped him the week before.
Oh, no, son. I'm so sorry. Why would you do such a thing?
My grades were slipping, and my parents were banning me from prom, and... I wanted him to get a chance to date someone else, and I wanted to hide my shame. I'm sorry I never told you. It must have ruined your confidence, and the rest of the year, did you ever find someone else?
No, he went with friends that year.
Oh, I I need a moment. Which way is the bathroom?
Upstairs, to the left.
thanks.
Wow, son. I'm startled. With a breakup like that, I can't believe you kept your composure for this long. I know I raised you well, but weren't you angry? Hey, look at me. It's over. This is the perfect opportunity to start fresh with her. It's all in the past. She did a shitty thing, and she feels horrible about it, obviously. Oh, I am so proud of you, son. You kept calm even after you were wronged. It takes a lot of courage to be able to forgive someone who hurt you like that. Can you do me a huge favor and keep an open mind? I can only imagine how you must be feeling right now, but she means a lot to me. Thank you. I don't have the words to express my gratitude. I should probably go check on her. I know it hasn't been long, but I'm worried.
Hey, I'm back.
Well, that was fast. Are you okay?
Never better. I've needed to confess that for a while.
You sure didn't sound fine.
I just needed to let some emotions out. The stress of it all just gets to me, you know? But I'm fine.
All right. Well, my son had something to tell you.
Sure. What is it? You can't be serious. Did she influence you to forgive me? You can tell me.
From the bottom of my heart, I know he means it. Yeah, it definitely wasn't easy for him, but he's really trying.
Do you really mean it? All right, I believe you. Sorry, I've held on to this for such a long time. It's still really hard for me to wrap my brain around you being able to forgive me. If it weren't for your mother, I probably would have ran away instead of telling you the difficult truth. But, I didn't. And I gotta say, this feels so much better.
Oh, I'm so glad we could all come to a resolution here. Now, about her stay, I can probably cough up some money for an apartment. I just need to... Wait, really? You let her stay here? Okay, I can make a space for her in the attic. It'll take time to prepare, but with a little...
I don't think he's going to let that fly.
You must be joking. There's no way you'd honestly be okay with...
I'm not even sure I'm okay with sharing a room. I mean, considering the conditions. I wouldn't normally mind, of course, but I just...
Why? I did tell you to keep an open mind. I just didn't expect it to be that open. All right. Fair enough.
Hold on. I think I know why he's so, open-minded.
What's with the air quotes? What? No. There's no way.
I mean, just look at him.
That's just one of those awkward, accidental moments.
He's hard as a rock.
Well, so much for being subtle. All right, son. I tried to cover for you, but yeah, you're disadvantaged here as a young man.
Sorry for blurting it out like that. You're still attracted to me, aren't you? I figured. Look, I appreciate your forgiveness, but if you'd ever think we'd get back together,
I don't think that's it.
What do you mean? It's obvious his feelings haven't completely gone away.
Trust me. I know a thing or two about his feelings.
What do you mean?
That, my dear, is not love. That's just young lust. He's turned on by the thought of his ex dating his mother, and I know he won't admit it.
Are you sure? That seems a little bit bizarre.
I've been around the block, dear. I know how men work, especially at his age. He can't control what turns him on.
I can understand me, but you?
Oh, my sweet, sweet girl. You have much to learn. The subconscious works in cruel ways. Haven't you ever had a family member you were attracted to?
Well, I did have this one uncle, but I can't imagine actually acting on it.
Well, he's not actually acting on it. Okay, he's pushing it a little further than most. But he just wanted to listen to us fuck while he masturbated.
Oh my, that's quite the thought.
Am I getting this right, son? Don't let me put words in your mouth. He can't say a thing. He's blushing too hard. I'm sorry, son, but your face looks like a tomato right now.
I guess he didn't expect us to put him on the spot like that.
I have an idea. What if we gave him a little show? As a reward for being so kind to you. The perfect way to pay him back.
Are you being serious?
Look, we don't need to take this any further than you're willing. How about just a little kiss to start out? We'll see where it goes from here. Sound good?
If it's okay with him, I'll give it a shot.
Son, do you mind if we kiss here? In front of you? Looks like he's okay with it to me. Shall we?
All right. How was that?
I know you're kissing his mother, but that doesn't mean it's like kissing your mother. Come on. It's easy. Just like we've done before. Pretend he's not here. We're outside, on a park bench. We just fed some pigeons.
All right. I get it. Let's try again. You know what? I think I'm starting to relax. This isn't so bad.
I knew you'd feel that way. You just needed a little introduction. Besides, isn't it a little hot to have an audience?
I guess it does make me feel a little more desirable.
Oh, baby. You are certainly more than just desirable.
Baby? In front of him?
Like he's not even here. Come on. Let's kiss again.
Okay. Oh, stop it. Oh, you know I'm ticklish.
That's why it's so tempting. Oh, I just get lost when I hear your laughter. I can't help but want more.
No, it's not fair. Oh, why did my neck have to be so sensitive?
The better to tease you with, my dear.
Sheesh. You would use that line.
So how are you feeling?
Relaxed. Horny. You're just so good at easing the stress away.
Oh, I try. How are you hanging, son? Is this everything you imagined it to be?
He sure looks excited.
Let's just say you're not the only one with some tension needing to be let loose. You can strip and jerk off all you want, but don't think about joining in, all right? We're not seeking a third. And I don't think we could handle any more excitement today.
I still don't know how you both aren't totally weirded out by this.
Shh. Less talking, more kissing. Lie down.
Oh, God. I love it when you just kiss across my stomach like that.
Let me feel. Not wet enough. We can fix that, surely. Lift up your arms and let him see the body he never got a chance to look at.
Oh, fuck. When you put it that way, this is starting to sound incredibly hot. Oh.
I'm glad you're coming around to the idea. Oh, do you like it when I rub my hands across your body?
Your hands always feel so amazing.
I moisturize when I can.
I can tell. Yeah, take my bra off. I want to feel your fingers caress my tits.
Aw, just my fingers.
I mean, you don't have to use just your fingers.
Good. I would have been so disappointed if I didn't get a chance to lick your perky nipples.
Why? How does a tongue get this skilled?
Years of practice, dear. Even before I was a mom, I fooled around with women now and then. You know, in our home we have a law of equality. If he gets to walk around bare-chested, so can we.
Is that something you normally do?
No. I just wanted an excuse to see your tits more often.
Oh, you fucking perv. Can I at least see your tits? Maybe play with them while you suck on mine?
In front of my son? That sounds like poor family behavior to me. But I could make an exception. If he gives permission. What do you say, sweetie? Would you let me undress for her? That's so kind of you. What do you say when someone does us a favor?
You really don't need to treat me like a child.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are adults immune from being polite?
Thank you.
For
letting me see your mother's tits.
That's a good girl. I'll let you see my goods now. Up and over. Oh, I know you love the way my breasts bounce from taking off my shirt.
You weren't wearing a bra?
I wanted to be extra comfortable. Bras just get in the way of that. And I knew today would be a special day anyway.
Oh, you sure were right about that. Oh, may I suck on your tits now?
Please do. But before you start, baby girl, stick your hand down my pants.
Okay. Oh, holy shit.
Feel anything special?
I don't think I've ever felt a pussy that wet in my life.
Is that so? Maybe sitting in front of my son while I make love to his high school sweetheart has gotten me a little excited.
I don't think excited begins to explain it.
Oh, as much as you're right, baby girl. Shouldn't you be putting that mouth to better use?
Yes, of course.
Oh, don't remove your hands either. Oh, I don't want you to play with my pussy. Oh.
All right.
Oh, God, yes. That's the spot. Ah, you're such an amazing girl. I think it's time to get a feel for you, precious. Oh, now that's what I was looking for. Oh, your pussy is drenched. Was it the taste of my tits? The feel of my pussy? Or the thrill of fucking me in front of your ex-boyfriend?
I...
You can answer me later. And keep rubbing me down while I...
What just...
Oh, wow. Son, you sure made a mess. You just couldn't help yourself, huh?
What just... I know he was there, but I didn't expect him to be so into it.
I should have known this would be too much excitement for him. You know young boys, always having trouble containing themselves.
What do we do now?
Well, considering we were making love for his pleasure, I think you're off the hook for being his show, at least for now.
Is that so? But we haven't finished yet, and my pussy is still throbbing.
Maybe we should take a short recess. It's been hard to fully pleasure you on the couch. And while we still have clothing on.
Well, the two of us do. Seems like your son couldn't keep on his pants. Or his boxers.
I've got some candles in the bedroom. We can take it back there. And I can show you around the house a little after.
That's so tempting. All right, but I need to get a bit of water first.
All right. We'll meet back there. Oh, I bought some new lingerie. I've been dying to show you.
Of course, dear. And I think I might take you up on your offer to walk topless casually. I've always hated being restricted. And I don't think I really mind your son ogling at me.
Well, he won't be the only one ogling. I can guarantee that. Oh, right, son. I know you want to keep watching us making love, but remember, we just did this to get you off. Don't expect these shows to be a regular thing. It's not all bad. You can listen to us from your bedroom whenever you'd like. In fact, why don't you head over there soon? I've been wanting to test the walls out for a while. I've been curious about how much you'll be able to hear.
Sorry, but we're in a relationship, and we can't have you getting too involved, or it would start to become awkward. You can listen all you want, though. And isn't that what you wanted?
He'll just need to go through the effort of having a girlfriend again. It's a lot of effort, but in the long run, he'll understand why.
Agreed. You sure know a lot about romance. And I think that's part of the reason why I love you.
Aw, I love you too. All right. I'm going over to the bedroom before he gets hard again.
I'm right behind you. Do you have any spare lingerie I could try on?
As a matter of fact, I have quite a bit.
This is going to be a very fun year.